beach stones. And in the wise man's house at the end of Main Street in York Harbor, far away, on the North Atlantic edge, I am slowly learning how to live sabbatically, drawing silence like the sun calls the sea. And winter hasn't yet arrived in York Harbor, where autumn has been a long weekend without end. But I'm sure snow will come soon with poems like spiced apple cider. And somebody named the trees in the boreal forest that clings to the long-range mountains with simple descriptors: black spruce, white pine, black ash, white birch, red maple, yellow birch. But another, with a poet's eye, called one tree trembling aspen, the only one I can identify. And winter arrived today, wrapped in windy whispers, enough to stop the heart in the circle of long months, and the harbor seems smaller with snow, mist, and low clouds in the mountains and sea, like winter shrinks everything. And while I revised this poem, the oil furnace stopped blowing, and Sam, the Irving's repairman, is on his way, hopefully soon, since on this winter's day, I am Bob Cratchit, scratching figures in Ebenezer Scrooge's accounts, and I don't want to whine, but this poem is failing to keep us warm. And in the tangled midst of memories, the heart is resilient and calls out for a poet's language with the breath of dark, moist, rum-soaked fruitcake like Lana just made for Christmas. And silence falls like March snow, full of surprises seen in the window. And after hauling lobster traps near Little Port Head, fishermen return in a dory, pumpkin orange with green gunnels, and seagulls chase the boat, a flume of spray like a tail on a kite, raucous calling for scraps the fishermen might leave. And the dandelions close up at night and in rain, then spring open, yellow hearts in the sun. And I want to stand naked in the spring rain and grow like daffodils open to language. And June 21st, the first day of summer, fog and rain, Capelin weather, went for a walk and wore gloves, turned the thermostat up, still no sign of summer. And in this place, the sun rises in the harbor, and light and shadow are the alphabet that composes the senses and poems for sustaining stillness and stability. And, like the countless beach stones that line York Harbor, I can't tell you the stories I have lived in this place, still clutching the wild, chaotic world in my words.